Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Always good to have you along, and we're kind of continuing our topic today, club days we were talking about, and you're going to tell us a little more.
That's right. We're still right in the middle of club day when a lot of our 4-H'ers are trying to get presentations together for that. My topic today is one of the things that I get asked a lot about, which is what's the difference between our categories in project talks, demonstrations, and illustrated talks. And so I kind of wanted to tell a little bit about how here in the Mayor DeZine District, what the difference is. The ages, as far as I will talk about, will be for basically the Mayor DeZine District ages. You know, a lot of the information will go for anybody who's in 4-H or anyone who wants to learn what these different presentations are. So the first one I want to talk about is our project talks. And our project talks tell about a 4-H project the youth are involved in. They're usually for 7 to 12-year-olds, and the purpose of them are to inform the audience about that project. So it's a lot of, you know, talking about your rabbit and talking about your bucket calf or talking about your foods, you know, your favorite cookies or something like that. The posters and props are encouraged but not required for project talks. And at the end of project talks, one of the biggest mistakes a lot of our 4-H'ers do is they ask for questions, and there's no questions at the end of project talks. Project talks are just to inform you about something related to your project. Then we kind of go into our demonstrations. And demonstrations and illustrated talks are actually our kind of grouped together, but there is a few differences there in those things. The demonstrations actually have the presenter showing you how to make or do something, and it often ends with a finished product. So this would be like if you were actually going to make cookies in front of somebody or demonstrate how to make cookies or a peanut butter jelly sandwich or demonstrate how to give shots to your calf, how to clean your rabbit's cage, anything like that. The purpose of a demonstration is to teach, just like an illustrated talk, and posters, props, and visual aids are required for demonstrations. Some ideas for some posters for our demonstration is a title poster, a list of parts or procedures, and then a summary and conclusion. And you always ask for questions before you do a closing statement in our demonstrations. Any age group do demonstrations. And so it's kind of neat because it teaches you about how to do something and how to do it. And I'll be honest, this is where I did most of mine talks growing up in 4-H were demonstrations or illustrated talks. So then that kind of goes on to my illustrated talk, which is where you tell somebody how to make or do something. You might not actually demonstrate it to them, but you're going to actually tell them how to do it. So it can be any age as well. Just like the demonstrations, the purpose is to teach. You have the same posters, props, and visual aids that are required. And you ask for questions again before closing statements. But some illustrated talk ideas would be maybe varieties of wheat or how wheat is milled into flour, those type of things where you can't really actually demonstrate how that's done necessarily, but you can tell how something has happened or how to make something or do something. So those are a few examples of demonstrations, illustrated talks, and project talks. And so hopefully, as our 4-H'ers are getting ready for club day here in the Mayor DeZine District, which will be on February 25th at the Prairie View Middle School, you'll also, you know, you can think about, well, is my topic a project talk, a demonstration, or illustrated talk this year? And these are just a few of the categories because we have many other speaking categories. One of our most popular is impromptu, where they just get topics that day. They pick one of those topics, have 5 minutes to prepare notes, and then go in and actually give that topic. So that's one of our most popular events. And just a reminder that if you are in the Mayor DeZine District 4-H and you want to participate in our club day, those registrations are due online by February 7th, so they're coming up really quickly here.
That is coming up pretty quickly, but now that everybody knows the difference, we know what we're walking into. When you did these, what was your particular favorite? What did you like to do best?
Well, I always lean towards demonstrations and illustrated talks, and really either one of those was okay. I liked having posters that I could kind of give me my notes. Probably one of my favorite ones to do is I did a stir-fry demonstration on how to make a quick stir-fry for my foods project. I've also done several, you know, I always did plant science as well. Mm-hmm. There were many different ones. So, but yeah, probably the demonstration on that is my favorite. And then probably for my illustrated talk, I did a reuse, renew, and reduce, kind of a waste, you know, trying to think about that. And that was a pretty cool one, too. So.
Oh, that would be. I take a lot of knitting and spinning and weaving stuff with me wherever I go, so I end up doing demonstration talks on a pretty regular basis, so I can get behind this. Well, thank you for sharing that information, and we'll wish everybody luck. And don't worry, when you're talking to people, they're all there to learn. They're not there to throw anything, I promise. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.